Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Happy New Year, almost. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, and Right Fit, sports fitness wellness. Quick shout-out, Bruce Marin, his famous Speakers Bureau. We're excited to be part of it. Want to find out more information? Bruce Marin, celebritiespeakers.com. We've got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Paul Stewart Wachansky, he's a motivational speaker. He's an upcoming author. Topics on disability, anti-bullying, and resilience. He returns along with Lisa Goldenthal. She's a VIP fitness, wellness, and weight management coach. She's a speaker. She's a podcast host. Then it's the Sports Doctors In with some emails. First, let's welcome back Dr. Paul Wachansky. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
Great. Give us some background. You know, Dr. Paul, he started speaking, I think, when he was 10 years old. He's spoken to more than a million people in those audiences since then. Give us some background on yourself, Paul, and your motivational speaking.
Yes, that's true. I've been speaking for the last 40 years, since age 10. I'm now almost 51. And I was born with cerebral palsy and a hearing loss. But I don't consider these as disabilities. I consider these as gifts. And I want to give back to the community, because when I was very young, the doctors that my mom took me to, she took me to about 7, 8, 9 doctors all over New Jersey. Most doctors told her, "I'm sorry, Mr. Wachansky, there's really nothing we can do. Paul will never be able to learn to walk." My mom never gave up. And she instilled in me that perseverance to never give up on my goals, never give up on my dreams. And you know what? The 10th doctor changed everything, and he gave my mom hope. All right? My legs were, my feet were turned in towards each other, and I could not walk until I was about 4 years old. And when I was four, I remember this. My mom took me to a toy store, and I loved toys. All right. I was holding her hand for support, and we walked into the toy store together. Unfortunately, she sees another young mother in the store whom she knows. And when you get two young mothers who love to talk, chances are you're not going anywhere anytime soon. I certainly did not want to listen to them with toys all around me. So mom let me go, and I get lost. I actually get lost in a toy store. You think my mom might have been scared? You think she might have been frightened? No! She was so thrilled I got lost, because I was able to walk away from her for the first time in my life. And my mom never gave up, and you know what? And when I was 10 years old, I started speaking to audiences. I wasn't very good. I was sharing stories and laughter with them, but the more presentations I did, the better I became at it. And I've been speaking now for schools, colleges, companies, organizations, even Vanguard and pharmaceutical companies. So it's pretty interesting. I like to look at the adults,
you know, the fact
as little
that you
kids wearing ties.
You're such a champion for these kids and yourself and the example that you set. You know, by the way, everybody, Dr. Paul is a PhD in, is it Earth Sciences? quite an accomplishment. When you speak to children, you speak to adults, you talk again on the topics, disability, you're a champion also with resilience, anti-bullying. Those are big topics that you include, aren't they?
Yes. Anti-bullying is a big topic. When I was in high school, I was in the cafeteria having lunch with my friends, talking and laughing with them. I did not see the senior jock walk up behind me, lift me up into the air, and dumped me in the garbage can in the cafeteria. And then wheels me around the cafeteria while it was in the garbage can. That day, I got out of the garbage can. I went to my principal, and I explained to him what went on in the cafeteria. But he added, please don't get the jock in trouble. Do not punish him. So I did not know this, but my principal suspended him for 3 days. And I later learned he would have suspended him longer had I not asked for leniency. All right, the same jock finds me on Facebook 24 years later and sends me a message apologizing. He did not add me as a friend, but he sent me a message because he has kids now who are in school and he understands that what he did was so cruel. And he ended the message by saying, Paul, if you forgive me, please add me as a friend. So he didn't add me, he asked me to add him. I smiled and I clicked add friend. People can change when we become educated about the differences we all share. And those differences should be celebrated, never ridiculed. And you know what the favorite part of the story is? Forgiveness. When you forgive someone, you're taking all that anger, all that hate, all that frustration, and you're just letting it go. And it's not bothering you anymore. And it allows you to become happier, hopeful, and the world just seems brighter when you forgive someone. But forgiveness is a two-way street. You also need to forgive yourself for thinking bad things about another person at a time. It happened. And that's what I did.
That's so, really, you know, I've told that story, Paul. You don't know it.
My program.
When you first told me that story years and years ago, I've told the story with nowhere near the detail about what happened to you. In on the sports doctor, for example, we talk so much in the world of youth sports and the world of parents' responsibilities, all aspects of those things, and we talk an awful lot about. Some of the reasons for bullying. We had the author of the book and the movie, Fat Boy Chronicles, Chris Anderson. He was a guest of mine years ago, and the topic was something. And the number one reason for bullying was obesity, was overweight. And number two was disability. Number three was sexual orientation. The point was bullying is a big problem, getting a lot of attention. And I think listening to an incredible story like yours and the fact that, let alone the forgiveness side, which is real wisdom, Paul, that really is something. How often do you do speaking?
But the thing is, the big thing I've been speaking, I speak about maybe 120 presentations per year. So it's over about a million people during the last 40 years. But the main thing is love. Love and respect to others. Because we all live in a richly diverse world. We all are different in one way or another. Nobody's perfect. And when we see others that are obese, that are the LGBTQ community. I can't even say that. I apologize for that. But if we see somebody who is different, and we have fear inside, and we have to educate ourselves and get rid of that fear. And when we do that, what comes
especially
in
now,
is love.
Especially now.
Love comes in. And when we love
the
world
a
person,
now.
We learn
yeah, the
to admire
topic
them
around the world is
when
mental
they're different.
Health. Every expert I have on the show, wherever their vocation is, Dr. Paul, wherever they are in the world, they're talking about the incredible importance of mental health times 100, which is why these kinds of messages that you're bringing, regardless about whether it's, you know, the mental game is a very big topic on the sports doctor. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of a great athlete, whether you're a coach, whether you're trying to make the team, whatever it is, attitude. So much to do, which is why messages like yours are so important. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. Who was on? What were the topics? All areas, again, of sports medicine, fitness, wellness. You go back probably, I don't know, 5 years, whatever it is, you'll catch Dr. Paul Wachansky. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read a lot of great stuff. We're very excited about MVP Parent Magazine. So many different articles on what's the best shoe to tremendous information regarding concussions, youth sports. We have over 40,000 followers, lots of information on LinkedIn as well as on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, talking with Dr. Paul Wachansky, PhD. So what is your profession, Dr. Paul? What's your PhD in?
My PhD is environmental science and meteorology, but I figured I love being in front of an audience and having a microphone and sharing stories with them about love and laughter, getting them excited about themselves and their goals and dreams in life. And when I earned my PhD, I did not go into that field. My life turned in a different direction, and I love speaking. So that's why I
be an actor.
And
right,
I often ask, we often ask ourselves, why me? Why do I have this challenge? Why do I have this adversity? Why not somebody else? And when we do that, we realize that's a very selfish attitude. You should not think like that at all. We should think like, why not me? Our challenges do not paralyze us. They're supposed to help us discover who we are inside, to conquer, to love, to live, and to love unconditionally.
Paul,
and learn how to respect
your
others.
Do you speak to senior audiences as well as children?
Yes, I do.
I would think the message would resound very well with all of these areas, including
all ages.
I bet you must have a couple of sports teams
from 5 years old to 90. All ages. In fact, I had a graduate student who remembered my program when he was 5 years old and in kindergarten and in school. And he's now a graduate student. And he said, I'll never forget that program, Dr. Paul. I'll never forget that. You know, can you imagine that when he was 5 years old?
You know, you have that kind of influence. It's really, it's an amazing story. And again, your topics, again, in this day and age where society is facing one of the greatest crises we've ever been faced with, regarding the pandemic and these challenges with parents and schools and sports teams and all of these concerns and all of these deaths and challenges. So we really, really need messages like yours, I think.
But we also need to get rid of fear in our lives. We have too much fear about this virus. It's no way to live. We got to live our lives with love. No matter what happens to us, that love is eternal, everlasting, never fades with time.
Do you find that the kids, when you're talking to some of the elementary school and others, are really listening and paying attention when you're talking about the topic of bullying?
Yes. They're totally engaged. You can hear a pin drop in the room. They're totally following me across the stage. And I'm far away from them that I don't need to wear a mask. You know, sometimes I do, but more likely I don't need to wear a mask. And these kids are so electrified. And they wanted to hug me afterwards. And before the pandemic, they were hugging me and bursting out crying when they did that. They were bawling. And they were so happy about themselves. Not about me, but about themselves. And what they could do with a bright attitude. And it all boils down to a positive attitude of hope, optimism, for our future together.
Paul, is there a website, because we're out of time, give me quickly a website people could find out about you and your speaking. Do you have one?
Yes, I do. It's my favorite Billy Joel song, www.justthewayyouare.com. Justthewayyouare.com. And that's a website I've designed myself.
Wow, Dr. Paul Wachansky.
And I'd like to dedicate this interview to your nephew, Lee Golden.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the low extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com, MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back another of our fitness champions, Lisa Goldenthal. She's a VIP fitness, wellness, and weight loss coach. She's a speaker. She's a podcast host. Lisa, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Bob. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Give us some background on you and your illustrious fitness career and teaching career.
Well, I've been in this forever. I've always been passionate about health and fitness, whether I was like training clients, working in corporate health and wellness, or teaching classes. So my whole life I've been doing this. I'm so passionate about it. Best-selling author of The Boss Weight Loss and the Skinny Jeans Workout.
You know, it's amazing. You can't watch television for 10 minutes without seeing 5 diet commercials. And,
right.
You know, you've been around as long as me, man, doing decades of the show.
Forever, exactly.
And we've come a long, long, long way, baby. Absolutely. I want to say that up front. But in reality, we really, really haven't. The challenges of obesity. I've been talking on the Sports Doctor for 25 years about the challenges of childhood obesity. So many challenges, and you again with the losing weight. It seems that attitudes have really, really changed for the better in that regard. Of course, the virus has thrown everything upside down on its head, to say the least.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's sadly. Weight loss industry is a $72 billion industry at this point. So if you think about it, they're not really designed for you to lose weight quickly and stay that way. they want you to yo-yo and roller coaster and bounce back and gain more weight so that you'll continue to buy more products. And the COVID effect has been huge in that people's routines were turned upside down on their head. So everybody's complaining about the quarantine 15 and the COVID curves and needing social distance from the fridge. So what I do is I help busy executives and companies put a value on self-care and taking care of their own health, because leadership begins with you. So if you want to be a leader, you got to take care of yourself first and make sure that you're healthy and you have enough energy to lead a company or a family or whatever kind of business you're in. So I think people are working more now instead of less, and they're not going to the gym, they're not getting the exercise in, and I like to help people just take one small step at a time in their health and wellness.
It's amazing how the more we change, the more things really, really stay the same. Regarding enhancing awareness, making people aware of what's important. You know, I'm a sports doctor. I call it the mental game, which is this whole idea of how important attitude is, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're a coach or a parent, or you're involved in some way, shape, or form. You're trying to stay on your exercise program, or, with the weight up and down or whatever. It's all a mental game. And that's why we pay, so much attention to it. And we also have to continue to find the idea that fitness can be fun if people have the right attitude about it. I mean, that's always been a big part of what you would talk about, isn't it?
Well, it has to be fun or else you're not going to do it. So
right.
If you really don't like running, then don't run. And if dance makes you smile, it's almost impossible to be in a bad mood and dancing at the same time, even if you're terrible at it. So I think, find something that's fun. If you're a former athlete, maybe you want to try pickleball. That's like the latest craze, although in the snow and rain where you are and where I am, it's not like a good day to talk about outdoor exercise. But being out in nature gives you that vitamin D. It gives you those feel-good endorphins, even if you can just get outside for 5 minutes or even if you can't get to the gym, because I know you guys have crazy weather out there, just put on a YouTube video. Just make an effort. Just make a creative effort to get some exercise in your day, because the mental health problem is just as much a problem as the physical health. With everybody's lives being turned upside down for 2 years and no end in sight, you got to just take it on. Take yourself on. And just make one small step, like what's one small step that you can do today to be healthier so that you can be there for your company and so that you can be there for your family.
Now, you, of course, in working with VIPs, business leaders, et cetera, are always looking to be able, again, to come up with something that's going to be time-oriented. That we're trying to keep people away from injuring themselves and getting hurt because they're overzealous and they usually fall into the, I call it the terrible twos, too much, too soon, too aggressive. they end up getting hurt. And here on the sports doctor, number one, I'm saying, hey, listen, are you at least in the best shoe for you? I mean, let's talk a little sports podiatry here. But it really, really is. And like you said, it's hard to be upset doing any exercise, let alone doing dancing.
You get those endorphins. We get all those positive brain-derived neurotrophic factors from exercise where you just feel better. And sometimes when we're stressed, we don't realize we're not even breathing. So you guys, just take some time and just try some 4-4-4 breathing if you find yourself stressed. Where you inhale for 4, hold your breath for 4, and exhale for 4, it can calm you down. Exercise can calm you down. Getting help can calm you down. And just breathing and meditation. Just find a small amount of time in your day for personal care, self-care, and your health, and it'll pay you back in dividends.
You're telling people, just find a few minutes and just stop. They say, stop what? Stop everything. Just stop. Just unwind a little bit. What's the best website people could find out about your programs, Lisa?
Oh, my website is lisagfitness.com, and I'm huge on LinkedIn, which is Lisa Goldenthal. So follow me on LinkedIn. I give free content all the time about how to lose weight and how to be fit and how to have it not take up your whole day.
Right. This is a good point. You know, the idea of the importance of nutrition forever, it's always been so key. You always stressed it as long as I've followed your stuff. You know, you've written books about it, this idea and this tremendous, like you said, weight loss world. And what do you stress in your book and in your teachings that are some of the main bullet points of sound nutrition?
Well, it all starts with a mindset shift, because a lot of times it's
people have failed.
You got to start with a really powerful mindset shift to get a bulletproof mindset. So I help my clients get a bulletproof mindset. As far as weight loss goes, you really need to get a coach, get someone who can hold you accountability, because 80% of accomplishing any big goal that you've lost self-belief in, you've tried and failed with, is just having somebody hold you accountable. And I've had tremendous results with intermittent fasting with a lot of my big VIP clients.
Now, intermittent fasting sometimes, again, is, for instance, like people might say, I don't eat anything till 12 o'clock, or I take one day every 10 days. What's your definition of what you've seen of intermittent fasting?
Well, I had my one client, Isaac, lost 26 pounds doing this. One of my one client, Sheldon, lost 10. Another 150. And what it is, usually it looks like we meet once a week. They're eating from 11 to 7. And I hold them to the highest level of accountability to eat the right things, of course, during that window. So you're fasting for 16 hours. And during 8-hour window, you have your meal, but you can't eat whatever you want in the whole 8 hours. You have to have some kind of organization of what you eat and when you eat.
So you're not fasting for a day, you're not fasting necessarily something like that. You're going along with like a what'd you say, like an 8 to 7, something like that, or 11 to 11.
16 hours where you're fasting, which hopefully 8 of that you're sleeping, and then you push back breakfast and you don't eat from till like 11 or 12 and finish at 8 or 9.
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement and interest about various aspects of that. In your world, you're dealing with these families, executives, and others. I want to talk to you more about their children and some of these things as they relate to trying to break this backlog of such childhood obesity. Still, we're talking with Lisa Goldenthal.
And diabetes is really prevalent.
Yes. We're going to be right back with Lisa. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content
Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking fitness, wellness, weight reduction with Lisa Goldenthal. She's a VIP fitness, wellness, weight loss coach. She's a speaker. She's a podcast host. Right before we finished that segment, we were talking about briefly the explosion, not only of childhood obesity, and you mentioned, again, the explosion of diabetes, which has been unbelievable. Talk a little bit about how that has made such a huge challenge, again, in the world of weight management.
Well, unfortunately, it's the sugar and carbs that people like to eat. We didn't even have this kind of obesity and diabetes problem until everybody decided that fat was bad and things in a box were good. So processed food is the culprit. The reason the things in the box taste so good, you know, the cereals, the crackers, the bread, all of those carbs and sugar is because they put sugar in it, and the kids want sweets and they don't want to eat vegetables. And that is the problem, is our diet.
You know, they had to rename it. And of course, in podiatry, we've seen diabetes forever.
Right.
And we actually had to rename adult onset diabetes because we were seeing it in teenagers. Like I talked in the beginning of our segment with how we've come such a long way, baby, in so many different areas, sports safety. And some of these other things, and there's a a physical therapy group on every corner, you know, all of these other things.
Yeah.
When we take a look at some of the reality, it really is crazy. An overweight child is 4 or 5 times as expensive to take care of medically than it is. Do you find that the populations that you speak to are paying big attention to the childhood side?
No, I really pretty much deal with adults. And I hate to be so harsh because I don't have children, but I do blame the parents. I know kids want to eat the sugar and carbs, but if you put that some vegetables and protein on the plate, they'll have no choice.
Oh, I agree.
So
but
I really
you get
think
these
it's
parents,
nutrition
you
choices.
You get these parents and executives taking responsibility is one of the points.
It's about personal responsibility, yeah, because they're not going to have the social life that they want to have if they have the disadvantage of being obese and overweight and diabetic going into adolescence and kids are so mean. I really think with January coming up, it's not just about me helping executives. I think it's about everybody taking personal responsibility to help the community and the world at large with just making healthier eating more fun and easy and accessible.
Yes, I think it's amazing. We talk about it all the time, Sports Doctor, that the new medicine is number one, eating smarter, and number two, keep moving. The new medicine, quote
it's
unquote.
It's not that complicated, right? It's just where can you start? When can you have a salad? When can you drink more water? When can you eat clean protein? You just have to pick up one way to start. And as an executive or a mom, any business owner, you got to think about the people you influence will notice if you just make those personal changes yourself. You show up in a more powerful way. You have more energy. You're getting more stuff done. And people don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do. So just start with yourself. Lead with your level of influence. Making the healthier choices, get expert help, have somebody help you. What should I eat? When should I eat? For more energy, to live longer. There's been an explosion of research, and even a Nobel Prize was won in 2016 on a process that happens within your body during the times you don't eat. So consider maybe an intermittent fasting strategy for your health and weight loss if weight loss is a goal and going into January?
You know, it's interesting. We used to see it over the years on the radio show. I would have all sorts of fitness and gym industry people on the show as guests. I still do. But, you know, in the beginning of the year, and everybody had their New Year's resolutions. And what was funny, by like around March, we would hear most of these gym people talk about, you know, we see the same faces, all these new people, they don't stick with it, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But the, you know, the idea, there's tremendous variety now. There's a lot of mind-body.
Right.
There's a lot of yoga. You find
right.
women also, you were one of the ones that helped to help this point along. Women accept strength training much more readily, don't they?
Well, as we age, it's your friend. My muscles are my friend as I get older. So it used to be back in the day when I first started in the fitness industry, you just were on endless cardio, and that's not going to do anything for you as you age. You don't want to lose bone density. You don't want to lose muscle mass. You want to lift weights. You want to do kind of circuit training with intervals of cardio, but you don't have to do endless cardio. So things change, and you got to stay up with the trends. You need to do strength training, flexibility, something for your mindset, some kind of meditation. And you also need to do the healthy eating. That's 80% of getting in shape is really what you eat. So just pick one healthy habit you can start. The problem with those New Year's resolutions is people are so black and white about everything. You want to change your lifestyle one step at a time. You don't want to wake up and all of a sudden run a marathon and only eat kale and no alcohol for you, because that is not sustainable.
And I guess the sustainability, of course, is one of the biggest challenges as we see, you know, these people talking about habits, people talking about trying to change habits, trying to stick with, you know, being healthy as long as we can. And then the idea, again, of how important exercise has become as part of that, and how the mental game has really exploded. There's no bigger story in sports than the mental concerns, whether it was Simone Biles and the gymnastics concerns.
Right, right.
Whether it was a tennis player, Osaka, talking about discussion of mental health. And the again, in the area of COVID, it's just times 100 put these kinds of stresses
exactly.
on all of us.
The pandemic, the pandemic is mental health, physical health. And it people have been isolated. We're not meant to be isolated. It's just really sad that everybody is not getting the support that they need. If you guys are listening to this and you're struggling, don't be afraid to reach out for help.
This, I think, is, again, one of those messages that we all saw up front and personal. Michael Phelps is another one. He started the whole online a therapy capability.
Right.
And the idea that these superstars were willing, you know, because this was always one of the biggest stigmas on everybody, the inability to get help, to admit you needed help, and to take advantage and not be ashamed or embarrassed or intimidated, and these kinds of things. But that the that became a huge part of, there's not a serious athlete today that doesn't include the mental training part. Can't believe I knew the time would fly with Lisa. Lisa, give me the website again. People can find out about you and all your
Lisa
excellent
G.
stuff.
Lisa G. Fitness is my website, and Lisa Goldenthal on LinkedIn.
Great. We'll have to have you back again. You'll keep us up on some of the different
Thank
trends.
You.
Lisa Goldenthal, fitness expert. Lisa, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Talk. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent,
with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. And the Sports Doctor is in segment. We preview some upcoming shows. We answer some emails. We're going to start the New Year's off on a great note. We've got the team physician of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, will be returning on the 5th. We'll also have the dynamic Christine Blanchett. Christine is the host of Run With It in British Columbia, as well as other TV and radio shows. And I have a segment on her show called The Sports Doctor Is In, and you're listening to it. The following week, we've got Rich Redmond. This guy has been a drummer with some of the biggest bands in the world. He still is, but he's a motivational speaker. He talks about the exercise side. Burn those calories playing drums. And then the physician, Dr. Sandra Smith, Recovery, Proper Rest, a book, Sacred Rest. Some great shows coming up. Couple of emails here. Tom says, what about overuse and overuse injuries in kids? Tom, it's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's the epidemic of overuse injuries in kids. Whether it's the young baseball player with elbow and shoulder problems from too many pitches, whether it's too many games, in whatever the sport happens to be. Again, it could think soccer, think tennis. When we're dealing with some of these sports, I call them the prodigy sports, where these kids are specializing very soon. You know, one of my faves is figure skating. I have 10-year-olds who skate 6 days a week and doing double jumps already. So the concern is big. And we tell parents and sports parents all the time that you want to be able to be aware. Overuse injuries are not individual instances where somebody gets hurt, they step in a hole, whatever, they get hit with a ball. Overuse injuries are much more insidious. You don't know. Gee, I don't know when my knee started hurting me. Gee, Mom, my ankles are hurting me. So you really want to be a good listener. You want to be talking to your kids all the time, especially if they're hurting, and a lot of them are. And you want to be able to then pay attention to get a diagnosis, see the right doctor, see a physical therapist. It's a good idea if your kids are serious about sports for them to learn good strengthening exercise and technique as they're growing. Sal says, my 13-year-old daughter is a serious tennis player. She's had ACL surgery as a 12-year-old. What's your feelings regarding orthotics? I'm 100% positive, Sal. I've had great success with orthotics and knees, especially in girls where the biomechanics are a little bit different. And one of the big weapons is controlling the torque. Excessive inward rotation of the leg, often associated with foot imbalances. You will improve her balance, her stability, her stamina, all those things with proper orthotics. I'm talking custom devices as well as everything else. And you might get some feedback regarding the therapist that you work with in rehab or the surgeon. But absolutely, we would expect it to be one of your best ways to try to protect her from further injury and or the other side. Rich says, Recovery, your famous two words, intelligent rest. Talk about that. You know, Rich, intelligent rest means so many things to so many different situations, whether it is the individual who's trying to push through a problem and they're overdoing it, and it's the problem becomes repetitive, and they're trying to understand that taking some time off, doing some cross-training, or doing some absolute away from the sport, being treated, is what really, really counts. The intelligent part comes into taking the right advice that you're getting from the expert that you're seeing, whether it's the doctor, whether it's the physical or personal therapist who's recommending that maybe you not be pushing as hard to get back, maybe you're not pushing your son or daughter as hard to get back. And rest and recovery is the new science. It's been old as ever, but it's the new science. It's tremendously important, the idea of being able to recover. We've run into so many trouble with sports and drugs. It's one of the biggest topics and chapters in the book, hashtag #ASportsParents, is youth sports and drugs. These adolescents taking over-the-counter pain medicine to stay in the game, to keep going to practice, to keep from hurting. A couple Advils a day, Tylenol all day, et cetera, et cetera. I tell parents all the time, if your young son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, to continue to participate, you're over the line. There are instances when medically supervised, so these kids can be taking something, usually it's under the supervision of the pediatrician or the doctor. But other than that, routinely, depending on these medicines, is a big, big mistake. And a lot of it, again, is overkill. Too many games, too intense. Sometimes, again, specializing too early. But we do have these sports. Figure skating is one. Gymnastics is another. Swimming. Even tennis and soccer, where this 10, 11, 12-year-old, this is all they want to do. There's no doubt about it. We want these kids to play multiple sports, to use different parts of the body, to try to stay away from what we call repetitive motion injuries. Think of that tennis player, that young kid, 12 years old, swinging the racket 1,000 times a week. My famous sports therapist, Bob Guider, would say, you got to train the breaks, the opposites, for all of that swinging, all that rotation. It's so true today. So this is something that we want parents and coaches to pay very, very big attention. The fact we can't play year-round. We need to have some recovery time, some off-season. And one of the challenges in youth sports with these club sports and traveling teams is in certain climates, they're year-round. They go indoors. And we end up playing soccer 5-6 days a week, 12 months a year. It's just too much. So we really, really want to pay attention to that side of things. And the fact that there are far too many overuse injuries. When I have Dr. Ahmad on next week, the team orthopedist of the Yankees, one of the things he writes about, he talks about, is seeing elbow and or shoulder surgery in adolescents and pitchers. Too much pitching, too much throwing, running into these kinds of concerns. Tommy John surgery in a 14-year-old? What, are we nuts? So sometimes, again, we've got to really, really pay attention to the fact the more serious the sport, the more this kind of supervision is important. This is why I tell parents, sports parents, if your son or daughter is a serious athlete who's training or playing 3 days a week or more, maybe playing multiple sports, you really want to make sure that you're consulting with a good physical therapist for prevention, for a good training exercise program to try to stay out of trouble. And this is where I get to another chapter in my book, the two essential exercise concepts. Number one, moms, dads, coaches, strengthen these kids, strengthen their feet and ankles. Use the rubber bands, invaluable for quickness, stability. Ankle injuries are still number one. Strengthen those feet and ankles. Number two, work balance. Include balance exercises. Ironically, I'm saying the same thing to super seniors. when we're trying to prevent falling. We're paying attention to balance exercises, and we're paying attention to strengthening the feet and ankles. So these are the things.
1 minute.
Oh, I slipped the gunk. 1 second here. Okay. Pardon me for my interruption with the audio here. We'll skip it out. But these are the things, again, when we're trying to prevent injuries and prevent these overuse injuries, we really, really want to strengthen these areas. So Happy New Year, everybody. Stay safe. Please get vaccinated. Catch you next time. Sports Doctor.